Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren finally got the NFL job he's been looking for. He is going to go to the Chicago Bears. It is not the first NFL job he has pursued in the last 7 months, but he ended up with the Bears. He'll be the president there, and now the Big Ten will go through the process of finding a new commissioner. Okay, so there you go. Did you want more out of that or segment? Or
it is what it is.
Yeah. It's.
I mean, it puts the Big Ten in a little bit of a tough spot because you're about to bring in two new schools, does it not?
You have other people doing that job, okay? There are other people that are doing that job. The commissioner has nothing to do with the integration of anybody, except for being, you know, in terms of the direction of it. Other people are, you know, they have people working on schedules and things like that and how to do this. So essentially, a lot of the heavy lifting stuff is already in place. In other words, they've expanded. USC and UCLA are in. They've got the TV contracts in place. That's all set. So at this point, whomever comes in as commissioner knows that they have 16 schools. The person that comes in as commissioner knows that they have TV deals with Fox, CBS, NBC, and, of course, while still having BTN in, deeply in the mix as well. So they know they have all that stuff. So whatever transition there's going to be is going to be, quote, a relatively easy one. The college football playoff's already going to 12 games. So the person that gets this job has an opportunity to really get their feet square on the ground before any more heavy lifting is done. In the end, I think you're going to see, and I've talked about this many times, that I think the remaining Pac-10 will get its new TV deal within, let's guess, I'd say before this quarter is out, within the next 3 months. So next 2 months, maybe 3 months. Once they get that TV deal is going to be accompanied by a grant of rights. And that will slow down any expansion talk for a minimum of 4 to 5 years. And that's across the board. I think when you look at the Big Ten and the SEC both going to 16, I still maintain, and I maintain this for a long time, that there is a limit in college sports from a management point of view as to what you can take on. Because it is one thing for a pro league, and Kevin Warren's going to the Bears, so he's going to the NFL. Well, a pro league, okay, they have 32 teams. Great, but that's all they do is 32 teams. The NBA, all they have to worry about, Adam Silver has to worry about 30 teams. Gary Bettman, 32. Rob Manfred, 30. If you're a conference commissioner, you have to worry about 16 schools times how many sports? Was it 22 sports in the Big Ten? I don't know. Let's just use that as a, okay? Use that as a benchmark. That's 352, just if you use 22. That's 352 different teams you have to worry about, not 32. Not 30, 352 when you're a conference commissioner. So for the world that wants to sit there and say, hey, let's go to 20, this will be great, world domination, now you're up to 440 teams. You want to be in charge of 440? Really? And I'm just using rough numbers here. There'll be a lot of articles written about list of accomplishments during his tenure at the Big Ten. The people that put all this stuff together worked really hard to do it. The TV deals, everybody's going to get money out of the addition of UCLA and USC takes the Big Ten from Los Angeles essentially to New York. They also added two great brands in there. The USC, of course, is a mega brand. UCLA is an extremely strong secondary brand. Now, of course, you have to make it work. That's why this entire idea that he pushed, by the way, I mean, he's the one that pushed it. Let's go to 20. It's like everybody's like, yo, man, hey, slow down. Let's figure out how we get these to win. And it's not just how do you get these to win. They were told directly by the networks, hey, look, there's no more money. So everybody's going to have to take less. And so he had to slow down that talk along the way. Because there are others that had a little more financial common sense that sat back and said, hey, you got to put the brakes on this. Let's just see how this works first.
You weren't that far off, by the way. 14 men's and 14 women's NCAA-sanctioned sports sponsored by the Big Ten.
So it's 28?
Correct. So you weren't that far off.
Well, I said 22. I'm a quarter off. So it's 22 times, let's just go 16 with everybody in there. It would be 448 sports. So in other words, I mean, that's 448 teams you have to manage. All right. Along the way, that's under your umbrella as opposed to 32. I mean, that's a lot. And that's why now you expand to 20. Now you're up to 560. Like, really? Ew. And you're not getting more money for it. Everybody's getting less money for it. But, so it's a relatively short tenure. You're not going to, you probably have a feeling of, after trying to somehow navigate the COVID year, like, great, this is my first full year? Really? My first conference tournament? And we have to cancel it? Really? My first college football season? I know he was brought in, and Jim was still the commissioner until the 31st of December 2019. But, for Kevin Warren, he's like, you come in like, this is my first season? Looking around like, you got to be kidding me. And, and we can sit here and we can go back and forth about the decisions that were made during that year. I will say this, in the end, the TV deals are awesome. I'll say in the end, as I think everyone knows, I personally think it's great to add in UCLA and USC. I'm not for going beyond 16, and I've been that way the entire time. Because it doesn't make any financial sense to me. You're not going to get more money from the networks now. You got to understand how it works. You're not going to get more, okay? Now, the next go-around? Okay, now... 5 years from now, let's see what the landscape is. Let's see what the landscape is with the college football playoff. 5 years from now, let's see where everybody stands. Then maybe you can think to yourself, okay, this USC-UCLA thing worked. Maybe it'd be better for them and for the conference to add in some other people. Now you make the decision then. You don't make that decision now. You don't. And so he will take the Bears job. And the Big Ten will look for another commissioner. But whomever comes in to the job of commissioner already has a TV deal in place, and they've got years before they have to think about the next one. They already have USC and UCLA in place, and the transition has already started in terms of trying to put together schedules, things like that. There's a different group that does that. That's under the umbrella of the commissioner. But that's already being done. And so this person, whomever it is, will come in, and a lot of the heavy lifting is not on the horizon. So they're allowed to really lock in and get their feet on the ground, walk, find out, then run. And I don't mean run away to another job. But I think it's a great time to step in to be the conference commissioner of the Big Ten. You've got a lot of good things already in place.